This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so. I had no improper contacts. I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
So were you surprised that he made public comments today?
I wasn't. He's not a public person. I think this would be among his first public comments, yeah. But you can only be accused of something for so long, human nature such that you want to defend yourself.
So in terms of the statement that he put out, you'll be questioning him about the contents of that and likely other things tomorrow. What stood out to you? What do you want to achieve tomorrow in that back and forth?
Well, first of all, Martha, this is exactly the way serious investigations are supposed to be conducted. You examine a witness, you cross-examine the witness, you look for corroboration or contradiction. You don't use anonymous sources and selective leaks and prejudge the outcome. So what's happening tomorrow, us interviewing a witness, is exactly what we should be doing. His statement is helpful. It provides a roadmap. I have additional questions both based on what he said and things that were not said in his 11-page statement. But for those who are not used to seeing the way investigations are supposed to be run, this is how they're supposed to be done.
He says, I didn't put in any of those in the forms that got pulled too early, and so I went back and corrected them all.
Well, we're going to ask him about that tomorrow. He said it was inadvertently sent, and he corrected it the next day. If you look at the other, we have his call list. If you look at calls he was going to make, it was to representatives of lots of different countries. So that's why you need the documents. That's why you have to have the back and forth with the witness. That's why you don't let California congressmen prejudge the outcome of investigations. That's why we're talking to him tomorrow. So if there is a benign explanation, or if the Democrats want to assert a less than benign explanation, tomorrow is the day to do it.
Well, and of course, tomorrow, that is today, he's talking about this was done yesterday, his comments about Jared Kushner. You know, I never heard him, heard his voice, you know, I thought about it. I go, you know, we've never heard his voice. Suddenly we hear his voice, and a couple of pundits had said, you know, he sounds like a Cub Scout or a Boy Scout or something.
I was going to say, he sounds like one of the kids from that was Trump was talking in front of yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
are
you kidding me? I mean, it's like, you know, very straight up, very, very articulate. And, you know, and you think, wow, you know, a product of our country. You know, I thought he made us all very proud the way he conducted himself and, you know, laid out the questions. This is the beautiful thing I got to tell you about the truth. You know, when you're honest and you're forthright and truth is your compass, you don't have anything to worry about. And you have this sense for Jared Kushner, the way he was raised and the values he holds to, I think are quite commendable. You know, I'm just saying, just from my perspective, and I understand some people, well, you know, they're trying to do everything they can. But as Trey Gowdy said, well, this is the way investigations go. You ask questions, you check it out, you make sure that things are corroborated, and you move on. It would appear
with a nice shot at Schiff there.
Yes, exactly.
You
saw that. You kind of gathered that a little bit. You know, just fire a little bullet over. But you know, this is what Schiff has been doing. I mean, he's one of the operatives for the Democratic Party and their agenda. I mean, after all, you know, and at some point, the veil is going to be pulled back on this to be exposed for what it is. I mean, it's all a big waste of time. And, you know, and I believe what Schiff and these other politicians are doing is they're wasting political capital because they're coming out looking bad after everything is all said and done. Just my humble opinion right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Ann Pierce joins us now, author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, as well as American society. She's the author of A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. And it is a bit of that perilous path that we're still having to deal with, Dr. Pierce, don't you say?
Oh, that is so right. I mean, you've probably been noticing on my interview schedule, I'm taking more breaks than I used to. And that is because I've spent my life passionate about what's going on in the world, focusing pretty much every day of my adult life on human rights violations, threats to our democratic way of life, this kind of thing. Yeah. But I have never seen the world so bad, really, in my lifetime in terms of escalating atrocities, hostilities, growing threats to the NATO alliance, and just in general, a world exploding all over, nuclear proliferation. So I am finding that I need to take a break once in a while, because otherwise it might be overwhelming.
Yeah, you got to decompress. I mean, be like me. I go out and hit golf balls every day just about when I can, just to decompress, and I got to tell you. But, you deserve the break. But my hope, as I'm hearing you outline, you know, these things and just give us a broad overview of what's happening around the world, is this is the opportunity for, you know, the beacon of freedom out of this country to really shine bright. And unfortunately, we're a bit distracted right now with a lot of the obstructionism that's happening within our political world, you know, some of the divisiveness that's happening here. But I think, you know, being the eternal optimist, as my father would characterize me as, I think it's a golden opportunity for, you know, the beacon of light of freedom to shine forth in a strong sort of way.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, we are so distracted. It's all about what Trump did and Trump didn't do. And in the meantime, we have these truly grave world problems. There were times when we could afford to simply focus on what someone said and didn't say. But at this point, we really do need to be focusing what's going on in the world. And I agree with you that we do have this opportunity. And it's not just an opportunity. It's now an urgent requirement if we want to stabilize that post-World War II international order that the Cold War presidents worked so very hard, presidents, secretaries of state, their teams worked so hard to build. And, you know, right now, that whole post-World order is in threat. So we have to return to our best foreign policy traditions, which emphasize both, in my opinion, national security and global stability and political freedom and human rights. And what we've learned again and again, World War II should have taught us this forevermore, that if we only emphasize one or the other, if we leave out human rights, if we leave out the emphasis upon building our military defenses against emerging threats, it's not going to work out well for us. So
exactly.
We just have to put our best hats on right now.
And you consider what is in play right now, Dr. Pierce, as you lay this out. Wow, I mean, we've got some players in the right position to make this happen in a dramatic way. And this is why I'm a bit frustrated with some of these naysayers and these obstructionists. You know, I just want to call the question on them. Say, look at it. If you got the goods, put it up or shut up. I mean, we got to get this country back on track. We not only internationally are people looking to America. I mean, case in point, see what happened in the Muslim world when Donald Trump, you know, went to Saudi Arabia and there were 50 Muslim leaders there listening to what he had to say. I mean, they weren't, going into some big food fight. They were basically saying, thank God, it looks like America is coming back on the international stage and be the force that it has always been and that's destined to be, and in other parts of the EU and NATO as well. You've got these countries that are welcoming the leadership of the United States of America. But it all gets distracted with what is happening domestically. I mean, we've been chewing on this Russia thing and all these other distractions, for six critical months of this current president, but all for the sake of partisanship. We are wasting a lot of time and money and political capital along the way for what? Just because you disagree with the way the American people voted?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you referred to the Middle East tour. What we've seen ever since Trump was elected, I was watching it closely. Within 1 month, there was broad condemnation of his lack of so-called coherent policy in Asia, in the Middle East, and Europe. Well, what president has coherent policy by 1 month? But as you said, he has a very strong foreign policy team in place. You have Nikki Haley, who's become a hero to me in
yes,
the U.N.,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
And, James Mattis in position of Secretary of Defense, and Tillerson, who has disappointed me on Syria, but who's been really strong in other areas, and McMaster, of course, and National Security. You have a really strong team, and what Trump has shown is that his rhetoric is often worse than his actual policies, because he makes all these bombastic statements. It doesn't do him any good. He's his own worst enemy, whereas Obama's rhetoric was always better than his policies.
Right.
You know, Trump's is always worse than his policies. But what Trump seems to do in terms of formulating foreign policy is to get this team together and to actually listen to them. That's apparently how he ran his businesses. And then he gives them leeway to come up with a plan. Having said that, on the Russia thing, I totally agree with you that we are so distracted that we are not focusing on these world problems, because we're so distracted with the Russia domestic interference in our elections. But one way that that hurts us in terms of actually coming up with a very important critique of Trump's policies on Russia is that in focusing on that, we're not really discussing in the way we should the Trump team's very, in my mind, troubling mixed messages on Russia. I mean, what we need now in the face of Russian aggression in Europe, Eastern Europe, you know, the Baltics, Middle East, very much the biggest presence in the Middle East it's had in decades. And what we need is moral, strategic, and military clarity. And instead, you have this administration sending tremendously mixed messages. I mean, you had Trump and Putin having a conversation on the sidelines of the G20 summit. But before that summit, Trump had made a statement, well, they didn't interfere with our elections. But then he comes out and says that in that summit, he did pressure Russia on elections. But to me, the much bigger point is that Trump and Putin agreed on a ceasefire and a no-conflict zone in southwest Syria.
Exactly.
And then Tillerson followed that up by saying that we actually have common goals with Russia and Syria. Well, that is just absolutely outrageous. I mean, Russia has from day one been the prime, along with Iran, supporter of the brutal genocidal Assad regime, and every time Secretary of State Kerry went along with a so-called Russian peace plan for that country, it had no other effect than to prop up Assad and buy him time. And usually it was just when time was running out.
Exactly.
The United States and Russia would come to Assad's rescue. So
well,
now,
speaking of time running out, we've got to go to break. More from Dr. Ann Pierce. Stay with us, America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side. I must have caught a thousand times.
Bill Martinez live.
Breaking your heart.
love that song. What a great voice. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. We continue our conversation. Author, commentator, scholar in the areas of American presidents, American foreign policy, as well as our American culture. She is author of the book, A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. No doubt, in the midst of everything that you are committed to, Dr. Pierce, I sense there is a follow-up coming, and hopefully it's a not-so-perilous path under this new administration.
Obama, Clinton, and Kerry's foreign policy was disastrous on all fronts, moral, strategic, military. They let down our defenses, degraded our ideal. Our ideals reached out to the world's worst dictators and offered to negotiate with them without any preconditions, and went along with ideas that we could cooperate with the likes of Kim Jong-un in North Korea, and of course in Iran made a very compromised deal to supposedly end that nuclear program, and then followed it up with all kinds of side deals that were most of them secret that gave Iran even more than it had gotten in the deal itself. So I'm, as I said before the break, I'm disturbed by the mixed messages that the Trump administration is sending to Russia. And most other areas of the world, China, North Korea, you know, Iran, elsewhere, Pakistan, relations with allies in the Middle East, with Sunni allies, I see a vast improvement. Relations with Israel, obviously, have improved tremendously under the Trump administration. But I am concerned about the mixed messages on Russia. Mm. Having said that, I am appalled by Democrats who are now suddenly so concerned about Russia, because how can you say voters so-called deserve to know about Trump transgressions when you didn't investigate any of the Obama transgressions people were so upset about? I mean, you had the Holder Lynch Justice Departments, the Panetta and Rice misdeeds. You had all the Iran and Russia enablers in that administration, and then the obstructionism anytime they were questioned about why they weren't enforcing sanctions on Iran, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the skirting of laws, the refusal to answer questions about all those Iran side deals, and I'll stop on this point soon, but the other point is the policy point. If you look at Obama, Clinton, Kerry, and Democratic policies toward Russia, they could not possibly have been more enabling to Putin's Russia. I mean, it started with that very generous START treaty, which gave away way more in nuclear weapons than we needed to give. We were the ones that had the advantage. It then continued on to the dismantlement of missile defenses in Eastern Europe when Poland and the Czech Republic had stuck their necks out agreeing to that. We just pulled the rug out from under them, and we degraded our own defenses. We failed to implement military modernization programs when Russia was charging ahead with theirs. The Obama administration had a very weak and immoral response to Ukraine. You didn't see any passionate statements about Russian aggression there. And then worst of all, in my mind, getting back to Syria, was the Obama administration's continuous deferral to Russia's horrific actions and plans for Syria, which, as I said, had no other end result and no other desired result than to prop up the genocidal Assad. And many of the times Russia came up with those so-called peace plans for Assad, Assad's time was running out. He is the most detested person in the Middle East, and that's among Muslims.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, boy, there was a lot there. Let's deal with one at a time. But it's all under the theme of mixed messages, and you lay this all out, and you barely touch on Hillary Clinton and her pay-for-play state office and what they did in terms of, bolstering the treasury of the Clinton Foundation through Russia and getting money from them, this 20% of uranium that went to the Russians, and then the people that benefited from it right away, almost instantaneously, was Bill Clinton with, $500,000 speeches. which was, you know, probably at least 4 or 5 times over normal, you know, for a former president's speech. He's getting paid a ton of flipping money. Millions of dollars are going into the Clinton Foundation. So, yes, you talk about the hypocrisy of the Democrats and how they sat on their hands and did nothing. And, you know, Trump is just trying to get his feet underneath him. And Maxine Waters and these other operatives are yelling about impeaching the president. I mean, it is humongously hypocritical.
I agree with everything you said. The Clinton Foundation, the uranium deal, and this focusing on all these transgressions to the exclusion of policy shows what the Democrats are really after. They're after bringing Trump down, and we know that because of all these leaks and how those leaks were actually encouraged by Obama and Clinton. You don't do that if you want a stable democracy. You just don't do that. That's outrageous. It's unlawful. And everything you said.
Well, what she had promised, right? She promised a stable transition in the debate, that she would be there, and they took exception. Because, you know, Trump's response wasn't warm and fuzzy like hers, you know, but here it is, the way it's being played out. It's like, wait a minute, they didn't hear the question. They didn't hear Hillary's answer about how they were going to transition, you know, power from the Democrats to the Republicans, from Barack Obama to Donald Trump.
Yeah, and I think it's such an insult to the American people to constantly be implying or even saying outright that the person they elected is invalid and that he never would have been elected if it weren't for this and that. It's such an insult to the American people, and it's destabilizing to our democracy to keep saying things like that. And the Democrats operate like this all the time. I mean, you think about Obama. He paved the way for Trump in so many ways, and one of the ways that I see that he did that was that he continuously stigmatized Congress and stigmatized Republicans. And then he conflated the two, and he stigmatized Republicans in Congress. And so Republicans in Congress became a nemesis. And Trump was able to come along and say, it's a swamp. We need to drain it. Mm. Well, there were people who really weren't doing what they said in Congress. But I was just at that time going in and starting to attend House Foreign Affairs Committee meetings, Senate Foreign Relations Committee meetings, Senate Intelligence meetings, you know, meetings on everything from sex trafficking to all kinds of important issues. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying, wow, I see a lot of Republicans working really hard. And they're asking questions in these meetings, and these State Department appointees are taking the fifth. They're refusing to answer. They're refusing to say why they won't support Iran, stronger Iran sanctions, or why they're undermining already in place laws that were very successful in putting pressure on dictators who enabled sex trafficking, all this kind of thing. And I'm in there, and I'm thinking, you know, there's a bigger purpose here in completely undermining the public's view of Republicans in Congress. And I know there are lots of valid individuals in Congress we need to criticize and put pressure on, but I do believe that stigmatizing had a real effect.
Well, one final point here. We got about 30 seconds left here, Ann, and that is I think President Trump is way overdue to come up with some sort of positional paper on Russia to make it clear and forthright once and for all what the Trump administration is going to do about Russia.
Yeah, he gave such a great speech in Poland, and he gave good speeches, I thought, in spite of the criticism on his Middle Eastern tour. And I wish he would give speeches like that in the United States.
Exactly. We're out of time, Dr. Pierce. As always, great to have you with us. Appreciate the insight. Thank you.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
I want to live this life. Not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
The way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to talk education here right now, and we're going to look at some numbers and the state of diversity in K through 12 education. New Schools has provided a comprehensive data on diversity, equity, and inclusion, what they call DEI, in the education sector. And here to talk with us about the study is Francis Masano, managing partner at New Schools Venture Fund, and Giomara Padamsi. Am I saying that correctly, Giomara? I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Yes, you got it.
Well, excellent. She's a partner with Bellwether Education Partners. Now, New Schools Venture Fund is releasing this report today. Now, the study written by Giomara, a partner, Bellwether Education Partners, and Becky Crow, senior advisor, Bellwether Education Partners, has the most complete data report on diversity, equity, and inclusion, as I say, DEI, ever collected from the education sector. The in-depth study includes reports from 213 organizations and self-reported staff experiences from about 5,000 respondents. So you can tell this is very comprehensive. Francis Giomara, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you both with us.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
All right. Francis, I'm going to direct this first question to you. What were the results of the report?
Sure. So overall, we find that the education sector is not as diverse, equitable, and inclusive as it should be. And so one of the key findings is that as our country is getting more diverse every day, so are our schools, but we're not seeing education leadership keeping pace. So we saw that there are some significant gaps when you compare our student populations and senior leadership, particularly within the Latino communities and the Black communities.
Exactly.
We also found... Sorry, Bill?
No, go ahead. I'm tracking with you.
Great. We also found that organizations that focused on diversity and inclusion experience really great impact when it comes to staff recruitment, staff retention, and staff satisfaction. So organizations that are really focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion are seeing great benefits and great payoff when it comes to the experience that their staff members are having. But while there is a lot of passion from all of the organizations that responded to our survey, they're not necessarily sure what to do and where to start. So we're really excited that this report outlines a range of steps that organizations can take to really take this priority on.
Well, Xiomara, we touched on this just a moment ago. The way you compiled the data, I mean, boy, this is quite comprehensive. Explain to our audience the compilation of the data, the process.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really proud. We went out to the field of education, and we invited schools, charter networks, districts, nonprofits, foundations working in the education space, and many more to participate in this study so that we could get a good aggregate view across the space. As you mentioned, over 200 education organizations participated, right around 5,000 individual respondents across 37 states and D.C. And this is actually the first study that's been done in the space, both of this size, but also that does a combination of looking at practices and policies and demographics within organizations, and then layering on individual staff experience in terms of how those policies and intentions are playing out on a day-to-day basis. So we've just finished compiling the results, pulling our biggest findings and implications, starting to highlight some of the promising practices that we want to spread across the sector to enable progress, and are releasing the report now so that we can enable education organizations to accelerate their progress here.
You know, Francis, when you think about what Xiomara just said, that this is the first time, this is an idea that has been long waited for. This DEI policy information that is coming out, it has positively impacted education organizations. You touched on this a little bit, but I want to go a little bit deeper into this. Explain to our audience the impact of this DEI study.
We think that the impact is twofold. One, it helps us to understand how focusing on diversity, equity, and inclusion really helps staff members working in education organizations. And as I was mentioning, the payoff is really, really strong for organizations that focus on this. You find that staff members report that they are three times more likely to recommend an organization that's diverse, equitable, and inclusive. You have staff members reporting that they're more likely to stay in an organization that focuses on DEI, and there's higher satisfaction rates. And the reason why all of this matters is because we believe that it's linked and connected to stronger results for students. Mm-hmm. So if students are in a classroom where they have teachers who reflect their background, typically that there's a deeper understanding of who they are and where they come from. You find stronger relationships being built between teachers and leaders and students, parents, and community members. And all of that we find, especially as we connect this study to other studies in the field, results in stronger academic results for students. And so focusing on diversity yields great benefits for leaders and staff members working in those organizations, but most importantly, it yields great benefits for our students.
Well, Xiomara, I got to tell you what Francis was just saying. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I am student centric. When something, it is an advantage to the students, I believe that needs to be the focus, and that's what this is about. And I'm really happy to have both of you on this morning to talk about the DEI study. What are some of the other benefits that you're seeing in this, Xiomara?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that was really striking for us is that of our respondents, 100% indicated a commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. But education leaders are really struggling with how to translate that passion to outcomes. They're just not sure where to start. So right now there are 47 different practices that are that organizational leaders are trying. A lot of them are not perceived as effective by their staff members. And there's not a lot of consistency in which practices are employed where. So one of the big benefits here is starting to uncover some of the promising practices that organizational leaders can start to implement with more consistency in order to accelerate progress. So, for example, you know, organizations that are making faster progress on diversity, equity, and inclusion, better progress, are looking really deeply at their recruitment practices, both in terms of their pipelines and how diverse those pipelines for staff are so they can attract a more diverse group of folks, and also looking at their practices through the selection process. Their leaders are really modeling that deep commitment in their day-to-day work and how they talk and interact with the staff, in the transparency, in how they make decisions in terms of engaging lots of stakeholders, including parents and community members and staff members across all levels. So these are some of the promising practices that are emerging and seem to be helping to enable a deeper, faster progress on diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Exactly. Well, Frances, GMR brings up a good point, and that is that, you know, again, we're reminded this is the first time. So this is some pretty comprehensive and powerful information to embrace. And I can see how some people might be overwhelmed. But like anything, it is a process, as I always have explained to even my children and to people that I've led in business, is that in the process, you got to crawl before you walk, before you run. And so that's those are the steps ahead as these organizations, as education embraces DEI awareness, right?
That's 100% right. And I think your whole point about you got to crawl before you walk, before you run is spot on. And what we're hoping is that education leaders, you know, dig into this report, see practices and steps that they can take today, start to put those into action. And then, you know, over time, think about how they can continue to add to that and deepen their commitment to this. We just believe that this is a really important priority, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and we want to see many more people take it on. So our hope is that folks find themselves in the report and take steps.
And go to newschools.org for more information. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9, Pacific. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, John Legato joins us, a former Marine, retired, a former deep cover FBI special agent, author of the new book, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. John has been an adjunct college professor teaching counterterrorism and international security at Campbell University at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. John, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
It's a pleasure being on, Bill.
Well, Semper Fi, my brother, you and me, side by side,
right,
back to back. Hey, fight goes on. Hey, we got to talk about this deep state stuff, all this wackiness that's going on in the Beltway that's doing everything it can to obstruct getting this country back on track and making us great once again. You know, this issue, we got Spicer exiting stage left. I saw that as a bit bothersome, but I think, you know, to his credit, and Anthony Scaramucci is fitting in and might prove to be the right move for Donald Trump. The other deal with Mueller, Robert Mueller is, unchained. I mean, it's almost like he's begging to be fired. Of course, Trump is, walking a tight wire act there in terms of, you know, doing anything that's going to disturb the force there because, the people are giving him, I say the people, you know, the deep state and, those that are supporting this, this witch hunt of an investigation. I mean, we've empowered Mueller, with an open checkbook and just go at it. And, it's just turning into one big humongous witch hunt, at least from my perspective. What do you say?
Yeah. You know, it's ironic. If you remember when Mueller took the position, he said, we'll wrap this up in 3 months. Well, let me tell you, it takes 3 months to get desk and paper clips and a staff. And he's looking into finances. He's way outside the purview of the special counsel statute and looking at finances. And it's sad is what's going on.
Well, it's like Rosenstein, who hired him, who says he's got the power to fire him, has lost control.
Well, yeah, Rosenstein can fire him. And that's the reason I think that President Trump is angry at Sessions. It's not so much that he recused himself, but it's that Trump is a CEO. And if one of the people that work for you is going to make a major announcement that influences you, you would think that Sessions would have called him up and said, look, boss, I'm going to recuse myself. Here's the reason why. Mm-hmm. And it would have given the president an opportunity to say, I don't want you to do that. Mm-hmm. And if you do do it, I want your resignation.
Exactly.
So I think part of the anger is that Sessions stepped out of the chain of command. Mm-hmm. And even then, Trump would have forgiven him had Rosenstein not appointed Mueller, who mm-hmm. shouldn't be a special counsel because of his conflict of interest.
Exactly. I mean, the people that are winning on this is Mueller with an open checkbook and now James Comey. Multi-million-dollar book deal. This is all hand-in-glove kind of stuff. And then you look at all the other attorneys that have been put together by the Mueller team, and you go, wait a minute, this seems rather prejudiced, you know, from the get-go.
It's so obvious. It's disturbing. And that, I mean, first of all, the special counsel statute should only be initiated if there's an underlying criminal activity. There was no underlying criminal activity. There was rumors, anonymous sources, and innuendos. Mm-hmm. So even the, you know, enacting it was wrong. And then this statute calls for what constitutes a conflict of interest. And it simply says if you have a personal or professional relationship with one of the targets or witnesses, you must recuse yourself. That constitutes mm-hmm. a conflict of interest. So I doubt Mueller's integrity because it's so obvious that when he interviews his friend and his protege, Comey, mm-hmm. who is he going to be predisposed to believe?
Without a doubt.
He does? Yeah. Right, yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah. And even the appearance of all evil. I mean, this looks bad, which is also covered in the declaration of a special prosecutor and reasons to recuse. Are you surprised that there isn't more direct pushback, from the Trump administration, or do they see this as rather volatile, that they really don't want to, you know, poke the demon's eye until they're ready to, you know, deal with the blowback?
Yeah, well, it's got to be it, because I know probably the president is dying to. You know, it's easy for me to say this, but if I was president, I would fire Mueller, citing this obvious conflict of interest. And I would make some kind of arrangements with the Democrats that the next, you know, you can have your special counsel, but it has to be equal. You have to, you know, Rosenstein has to present names that's both Democrat and Republicans would agree on. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. But that's what I would do. But look, the people that don't like Trump are not going to like him anyway if he, you know, gets rid of Mueller. Mm-hmm. The people that like him are going to like him no matter what he does. And I think in 3.5 years, that's not going to be as big an issue as we think it's going to be.
Well, just curious here, does he use the Hillary card as a bargaining chip to say, look, if you guys don't make this go away and support it, we are really going to investigate a crime, and we're going to go after your standard bearer from the last election big time. Because if there was any crime whatsoever and a pay-to-play and a selling of the state, the Secretary of State's office, it's at Hillary Clinton's doorstep, isn't it?
The Democrats can have an old wing at Lewisburg Federal Penitentiary. Not only Hillary, Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton, Lois Lerner, Susan Rice, Eric Holder, perjury. I mean, they've all committed crimes that Trump could say, okay, we're going to investigate them. It's just amazing. Even Wasserman Schultz, I don't know if you saw
this whole thing. Yes, I did. Right.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of smoke there, and there's actually some fires burning with Wasserman Schultz. It's amazing that, I don't know if you know, but she hired this IT guy from Pakistan in 2005. Two dozen Democrats also hired him. He hired his brother, his two brothers, their wives, and his wife. They were paid something like $14 million or something.
Wow.
Over the last few years. And they had access, administrative access, to the Democratic computers, two of which of the members were on the House Senate Intelligence Committee. And they transferred a bunch of data to off-site servers. These are all facts. This is not a supposition. There is so much smoke there that there's actually fires in the Democratic part of the forest right now.
But God forbid we hear about that. I mean, we just heard about her destroying. I mean, what is it with the Democrats? I mean, you know, forget about, you know, President Nixon's 18 minutes of missing tape and erased tape. I mean, you know, we got hardware being smashed, software being bleached bit. I mean, you talk about obstruction. I mean,
well,
this
you're
is just
right.
One. I guess maybe once you go in, if you go so deep and you've got the media covering you, you can get away with murder.
Well, she did. If you remember the Russian hacking thing, at that time, Wasserman Schultz was with the DNC. When they found out their computers were hacked, both Homeland Security and the FBI made repeated requests so they could determine who was hacking them. And they refused, the Democrats refused to turn over the computer. So why would they refuse to turn over the computers if they, you know, they would want to know who hacked their computers, right?
You would think.
Yeah, so I mean, that's circumstantial evidence. But if you combine all the circumstantial evidence with all the probable cause, the facts and circumstances, there's a lot there, Bill. You'll hear a lot about it, I hope.
What do you think they're hiding, John? I mean, you know, we're being a bit speculative here, but it's like one of those deals. You're pulling the string and it just it keeps unwinding and you're not sure what it's going to lead to, because on the surface you go, well, why would that be a problem? Why wouldn't you release the server? And why would, you know, you've got the guy who broke into the DNC. You've got the equipment and, you know, and you let the, and somehow the guy escapes. I mean, this reeks of incompetence or just a willful act of lawbreaking.
Well, there's more facts than, and we don't have to make suppositions, just a few. Mm-hmm. But basically, I can't think, Awan, I think was his name, and he gets $100,000 from an Iraqi politician who is with the Iraqi government. And this $100,000 went into an account that was through his computer, and it couldn't be deciphered. In other words, they and I don't know how to, you know, this wiring of transfer, but it disappeared who sent it. So the other thing is that Awan and all his family have committed fraud, bank fraud. There's all kinds of criminal activities. And the latest is Awan has bolted. He is basically a fugitive without a warrant as of yet. They can't find him. He's probably back in Pakistan. So there's a lot of and the other thing is to get a warrant for the computer, which they did. There's Wasserman's computer. And then there's I don't know if you know this, but the Awan leaves his house in Virginia, puts it up for rent. A Marine rents it and finds in the garage smashed computers, all kinds of government equipment.
Wow.
So he calls the FBI. They come and they have possession of that. And Awan is going nuts. He's trying everything he can to get the computers back because, you know, obviously there's something on there that he doesn't want.
Exactly. Well, John, we're out of time, but we've got to, you know, obviously this story is going to continue to unfold, and we'll have you back real soon to pick it up to where we can get deeper in it still. John Legato, former deep cover FBI special agent and author of the new book, The Near Enemy. John, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Good stuff.
My pleasure. Semper Fi, Bill.
Semper Fi.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to